Last week, Alaska and Oregon became the latest states to legalize marijuana. Pot advocates here at home are hoping that 2016 will be the year that California voters get their say. Alana Victor has more.
With last Tuesday's election behind us, advocates of legal marijuana are working together to get a ballot measure to legalize pot in front of voters in 2016. So far, pro-pot advocacy groups haven't worked together to push for a vote. The director for Americans for Policy Reform, John Lee, says this is a major reason this issue was unable to get to this year's ballot.
There's several efforts that are occurring. There are, as I mentioned, several advocacy groups that have been unable to coordinate together for many years in California to get on the ballot with a single initiative, and we're working towards that now.
Dale Geringer is a California board member for NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. He says the main benefits of legal marijuana would be crime reduction, generating tax revenue, and personal freedom. He spoke most passionately about a person's right to use.
And, of course, this is the benefit of personal freedom for those Californians who care about their right to use cannabis, like alcohol or like tobacco.
There is also a strong opposition to legalizing this drug. Scott Chipman is a Southern California chair of Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana.
Big marijuana, like big tobacco of the 50s and 60s, is on the move, and they see the dollar signs that would come as a result of legalization, and they are going to do everything in their power to make marijuana an acceptable, marketable, even if harmful, product.
Chipman says his group is going to launch a very aggressive campaign against legalization. But supporters like John Lee are preparing for 2016 by making changes to the language of the proposition, fundraising, and collaborating with state-run groups. Both sides will be on the move as they work to build momentum over the next year. Alana Victor, Annenberg Radio News.